So after years of standing by its policy of excluding gays, the Boy Scouts of America announced in January they were close to lifting the ban on homosexual scouts and leaders. They made good on their word this month when they sent out 1.1 million surveys to Boy Scout staff and leaders. The surveys are intended to track how Boy Scout leaders feel about everything from gay scouts, gay leaders, parents, and the religious affiliations of scouting these days. Jason Pettis is one of the leaders who received the survey. Scoutmaster for Troop 130, chartered by the First United Methodist Church of Golden, Colorado. Jason, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
So what is Scoutmaster Jason's sort of reaction to this survey and what the Boy Scouts are trying to do to really do an about-face here very publicly, but also you have lots of families and church affiliations and relationships to deal with here?
Well, the national policy has been in place for a while, but at the local level, a lot of times units, my unit as well, kind of looks at it and goes, you know, that doesn't quite sit with some of the ways that we feel. So I'm kind of glad that they're reaching out right now and trying to reconsider what's going on with that policy.
How was the survey? I mean, how was it filling it out? What kind of questions did they ask? Did you feel comfortable with all of this?
Well, I read them very carefully as I was going through it, just because I wanted to make sure what they were asking, how they were wording it. Some of the questions were rather specific. Some of them were a little more general, though I think they were really trying to make sure that they were covering all their bases as far as getting people's opinions.
Can you give me some specifics? I mean, I don't want to betray confidences or anything, but is it a corporate feel or are they shooting for something else?
I think they were shooting for something else. Part of the concern as far as the policy change is how different units of different scouts would be interacting with each other. And they really wanted to make sure that they weren't setting up something that was going to cause an uncomfortable situation. So a lot of the questions were, you know, a gay boy would like to join your unit. How would you feel about that? How would other boys potentially feel if they had to tent with this boy or something like that?
How do you answer that?
I personally would like to see that, you know, our unit was a little bit more open, and that if we were having a homosexual boy come in, that he was known by the other members of the troop and that they were comfortable with him. So I personally would not have a problem with that, and I would hope that the members of my troop wouldn't have a problem either.
What is the chance that teenage boys in 2013 would be encountering a gay individual for the first time in the scouting, as opposed to what they would find in their daily lives, in school, that sort of thing?
Well, it sets up an interesting situation. You know, I think they've probably, you know, potentially, you know, known a couple kids in their schools and such like that. I think having the opportunity to work with them in a different situation, such as a Boy Scout troop, might actually improve things and give them a more opportunity to grow, expand, and develop.
So it sounds like you're taking some real leadership here in that this is a, you know, teachable moment, to use an overused phrase.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, it's one of those, it's the reality of society right now. Homosexuals are among us. They're part of our work, as you said, in other places. And having them in a scout troop as well is a chance to do the same as everybody else.
Do you envision someday in the future a merit badge associated with diversity? Or, I mean, forgive me for, you know, knowing show tunes. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I don't think there'd be a specific badge per se, but diversity is an important part of the scouting movement. And reaching out to others, regardless of age, gender, or sexual orientation, having them involved is something that's there. And I'm glad to see the national organization taking steps to include that in the program.
The tension over all of this receding or ratcheting up as a decision and a vote might be taken?
I think it's actually ratcheting up a little bit. A lot of these conversations have kind of happened underground, you know, amongst leaders back and forth. Now that it's on the national stage, people are kind of being pushed to express their opinions a little more. You know, I'm a little bit uncomfortable a couple of times as the conversation has come up, but I do think it's an important thing that we should be talking about.
All right. Definitely on the front lines there. Jason Pettis, Scoutmaster for Troop 130, chartered by the United Methodist Church of Golden, Colorado. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.